Chapter 3. Zachary. Zachary watched the houses pass by as he sat in the front seat of his parents' Volvo wagon. He missed Dombey, the freedom of the nearby jungle, and the river that ran through the village. He missed the people, especially Tawi, who was like a second dad to him. Looking at these lawns and the large houses, Zachary couldn't get over how crowded everything seemed. "You're quiet today," Mom said. He nodded. They passed the elementary school he had attended since moving to Wheaton in September. He was going to miss this school and his new friends, especially Bobby and Taylor and Sam. But he missed Dombey even more. "Everything okay?" she asked. Sometimes if he was really quiet, Mom got worried and made him talk. Dad wasn't like that. Dad liked the silence and could be around Zach for a long time without saying a word.
"Yeah," he said.
"What are you thinking about?"
"Nothing."
Zachary looked at his mom. She was beautiful. She was tall and thin and had long, straight, dark brown hair. He liked it when she smiled. He liked her in jeans, too, something she hadn't worn back in Dombey. "Are you looking forward to the movie tonight?" He nodded. He didn't want to say he had forgotten about it. Zachary loved seeing movies. Normally, he'd be dying to see this one. But he couldn't help worrying about everything. About Mom and Dad and the upcoming move.
"Mom?"
"Yes?"
"Why don't you want to move to North Carolina?"
Mom looked at him for a moment, as though searching for words. Her face seemed pale and her eyes troubled.
"I never said I didn't want to move to North Carolina."
"You told Dad that the other night." She glanced at him with a look that said, "Got me." "It's not that I don't want to move. It's just..."